starting a new sugya today. Makos Taf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. This sugya is fascinating. Probably take us 2 days, maybe three. A couple of days. It's not going to take us just 1 day. The Gemara discusses what happens if you have a Kohen whose whole life he assumed he was a Kohen, and then it turns out that he discovers he's not really a Kohen. Turns out he's a Chalal. Turns out he discovers his mother was previously divorced when his father married his mother, and therefore he's a Chalal. Right, that's halacha. Kohen marries a grusha. The child is a chalal. The child does not have a din of a kohen. So that's when he discovers that he's really a chalal. So what does that do to everything he did? What does that say about everything he did in his life up until this point? What kinds of things? So what about any pidyon ben that maybe he was involved in for his whole life? Turns out that he's not really a kohen. So you have to go back to all the people that did pidyon ben with you and tell them. You may need to do pidyon ben again, you know. Or what about any truma that he's eaten, any karbonos that he's brought in the Beis Hamikdash? So our Gemara starts with the discussion of the whole second paragraph of Maseches Makos, of course, Eluin Agolin is all about Ari Miklat. So our Gemara starts with the discussion about none of those things, not about pidyon ben, not about avoda, not about what's the case in our Gemara. So the Gemara talks about what happens if you have. Well, first, the background to our discussion is that the Mishnah says that if a guy has a gemar din that he's chay of galus, and then the kohen gadol dies, so he gets out of galus before he even goes. If you have a gemar din, you haven't yet gone to galus, and then the kohen gadol dies, you get out of galus without ever going to galus. He's already free because kohen gadol dies, that frees him already. That's what the Mishnah says. And then the Mishnah says, but let's say the kohen gadol dies before he had a gemar din, before he was ever paskined to go to galus. And they appoint another Kohen Gadol in the place, so then he has to wait till that second Kohen Gadol dies. What happens, though, if they're in between Kohanim Gedolim at the time of his Gemar Din? Kohen Gadol dies, they have a Gemar Din, they say, Ruvein Yerchayiv Galus, and they haven't yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol. So what happens in that case? Says the Mishnah, Ein Yotzei Misham Yolam, he's stuck there. He's never going to get out of Galus, because there is no Kohen Gadol to die to set him free. The Kohen Gadol that would have to die to set him free is the Kohen Gadol who's in office at the time of his Gemar Din. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. Or, for example, a similar case, Hahore Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Shaharag. If you killed the Kohen Gadol, that's what you're going to Galus for killing the Kohen Gadol. Or a Kohen Gadol killed somebody. So he is the sitting Kohen Gadol. So in that case, he's never going to get out of Galus. So against that backdrop, the Gemara raises the question, Nigmar Dino, that's 6 lines from the bottom of the page, Nigmar Dino, Vinasa, Kohen, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. What if a guy has a Gemar Din, and then the Kohen Gadol becomes a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza? What does it mean he becomes a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza? You can't become a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. You become Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza when you're born. You become a Chal when you're born. So what does it mean, Nasa, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza? It means he discovered that he was a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. So the whole time the Kohen Gadol assumed that he was a real Kohen Gadol, that he had perfect Yichlus and that he was a legitimate Kohen Gadol, then he discovers well into his career that he's a Chalutza. That he's not even, forget about Kohen Gadol, he's not even a Kohen. He doesn't even have Kedushas Kohuna. So what's the din now? Does his Misa still allow the Rotzeach to go free? And forget about that, is that considered his Misa? Meaning is the fact that he became Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza considered that now the Kohen Gadol died? Because we're going to need a new Kohen Gadol now, and this Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Gadol. The Kohuna Gadolah, the office of Kohuna Gadolah died from this person. So maybe that alone should set the guy free. So pligibar Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It's machlokas Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadamer mesa kohuna, vechadamer batla kohuna. One opinion says mesa kohuna. Mesa kohuna means it's as if the Kohen Gadol died, and therefore, if the rotzeach had a gemar din, and then the Kohen Gadol discovers that he is a ben grusha ben chalutza, the Rotzeach does not have to go to Galus. And if he went, he gets let out of Galus. Because this is the death of the Kohen Gadol. Finding out that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is the death of the Kohen Gadol. Mesa Kohuna. And the other opinion says, no, Batla Kohuna. Not that it's the death of the Kohen Gadol, it's Batla Kohuna. What is Batla Kohuna? Says Rashi, Igloi Milsalim Afreya Shalo Haya Kohen Gadol. It turns out that he never was a Kohen Gadol. So it's as if there wasn't a Kohen Gadol in office at the time that he had a Gemar Din. And what's the halacha if there's no Kohen Gadol in office at the time of the Gemar Din? What's the halacha in that case? No. When there's no Kohen Gadol in office, He can never ever leave. He's stuck forever in the Ir Miklat. So that's the idea of Batla Kuna. It turns out you thought this guy was a Kohen Gadol, he wasn't. So says Gemara, what is the Nekuta Samachlokas? What are they arguing about over here? Whether Mesa Kuna, Batla Kuna. This Gemara is critical. It's very important to get anything we're going to say over the next couple of days to be 100% clear on this Gemara, what's going on and the different steps in this Gemara. So says Gemara, Lema, Biplukta, the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, Kamiflgi. Maybe what they're arguing about is the same machlokas we find between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah, Meseches, Trumos. It's a Mishnah in Trumos. It's quoted a couple of places in Shas. Says the Mishnah in Trumos, Titzan, Hayaomiru Makrava Gabe Mizbech. Let's say a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen, forget about a Kohen Gadol, a regular Kohen, was bringing Karbanos by the Mizbech, and then Vinoda Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. He discovers, after having brought several Karbanos already, I was never a Kohen. I was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza my whole life. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kol Karbanos Shehikrav Psulim. Rabbi Lazar says, every carbon that he ever brought is pasul. Why? What's as far away as every carbon he ever brought pasul? He's never a Kohen, and his Zaru brings a carbon. If I were to go, I'm not a Kohen. If I were to go bring a carbon, it's possible. So Rabbi Lazar says he was never a Kohen, and therefore Rabbi Lazar would line up with which opinion, Mesa Kuhuna or Batla Kuhuna? Right? He would line up with Batla Kuhuna. You never were a Kohen. The guy never was a Kohen Gadol. It's as if there wasn't a Kohen Gadol at that time. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he just discovered now that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So Mela, the avoda that he's done until now has all been kosher, because he was under the impression that he was a Kohen until now, so that's good enough. But going forward, he's not allowed to bring Karbanos anymore. And that would align with Mesa Kuhuna. That when a guy discovers he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it turns out that he was a Kohen until now, but now it stops. It stops right here. So says Gemara, Mandi Amar Mesa Krabi Yeshua. Mesa Kuna aligns with Rabbi Yeshua. Mandi Amar Batla Krabi Eliezer. Yeah?
If a non-Kohen were to do the work of a Kohen, would he get an Avera for doing
it? Yes, yes.
So
absolutely.
This person that just found out that he was...
Should we punish him? Should we give him Malkus? Let's say he ate Truma. Should he have to pay back Keren V'chomesh? Right, when you eat truma, if a non-Kohen eats truma, a Kohen who eats truma is doing a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah of achilas truma. A non-Kohen eats truma, has to pay back the value of the truma plus an extra chomesh. What's an extra chomesh? It's, by the way, an important idea. A fifth, but it really means a fourth. The word means, it's translated as a fifth, but it's a chomesh min levar. In Talmudic mathematics, it's 25%. He's got to pay back an extra 25%. How could we call 25% a fifth? Because if I eat $100 worth of truma, I add an extra $25 of penalty. $25, so I end up paying back $125. So the amount that I added is one-fifth of the total of what I'm paying back. Get it? 25 is one-fifth of 125. Right, so that's what we call a chomesh, even though really it's a quarter. But anyway, so he pays back 25% extra. What about this guy? It's a very important question. Guy discovers he's been Grusha Mechalutz, he's been eating truma his whole life. So now do we go back and say that he has to pay the truma? Gemara doesn't deal with truma. It's a mission trumas. But the Gemara was talking about a guy who was omid makrav al gabei mizbeach. So we say when he's makrav al gabei mizbeach, so that's the machlokas. Either all the karbanos are pasul, which luchora you would say, so by truma you should have to go back and pay back Karen b'chomesh. Or you say, no, all the karbanos were kosher. The other opinion says that all the karbanos until this point were kosher. It's only mikan lahaba that it's going to be a problem. But up until this point, all the karbanos were kosher, which luchora, and I say luchora because it's not all pashut, we'll see, but luchora would mean that up until that point he was a full-fledged Kohen. We view him like he was a full-fledged Kohen, even though now we know that he was really a chalo. So says Gemara, the two machlokos, the machlokos about avoda, and the machlokos about a Kohen Gadol who dies, I mean a Kohen Gadol who discovers that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza with regard to a near miklat, are not necessarily related to each other. Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer kuliyam lo vigi. When it comes to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, where Rabbi Eliezer said that he was never a Kohen in all the avoda, every carbon that he brought is pasul, it was never a Kohen, that there's nothing to argue about. If a Kohen Gadol were to die, Rabbi Eliezer would definitely say that when a Kohen Gadol dies, I mean, not a Kohen Gadol dies. If a Kohen Gadol were to discover that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Rabbi Eliezer would definitely say there never was a Kohen Gadol because he wasn't a Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer, who says it by the Avoda, he would definitely say the same thing over here by the Arei Miklat. There never was a Kohen Gadol because he wasn't a Kohen to begin with. So that, there's nothing to talk about. Ki pligia libd Rabbi Yeshua. What about Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? Rabbi Yeshua holds that the avoda that this guy did before he found out that he was a halal is all kosher. What would Rabbi Yeshua say about the Kohen Gadol that discovers that he was never really a Kohen? So the Pasha Pshat is, what do you mean, what would he say? He would say that it's fine that he was really a Kohen Gadol the whole time, because just like the Avoda was kosher because you thought you were a Kohen, so your Kohuna Gadola was kosher because you thought you were a Kohen. No, maybe not. Maybe it's only a din in Avoda that will allow Avoda done by someone who turns out later to be a Chalal. But we're not going to say that he was really a Kohen Gadol in office the whole time if he later turns out to be a Chalal. Maybe there's a special din by Avoda that was already done, so we have such a special din that Avoda Lemafreya we're not going to pass it. Maybe that's special din by Avoda. Why would we say that? So the Gemara explains. Mandi Amar Mesa, the one that says that Mesa, the Kohen Gadol finds out that he was a Chalal, it's as if he just died, but he was a Kohen Gadol really the whole time. Rabbi Yeshua, that aligns perfectly with Rabbi Yeshua. But Umandi Amar Batla, the opinion that says that it's as if he never was the Kohen Gadol, he would say, I'm even in agreement with Rabbi Yeshua. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua asam dechsev, Berach Hashem chelo ufo al yadav tirtza. Afilu Chalol in Shabo. There's a special pasuk by Avoda that says that even if the Avoda was done by a Chalol, it's kosher. What does it mean, even if it was done by a Chalol, it's kosher? Does that mean I'm allowed to do the Avoda? No, it means even if it turned out the guy who we thought was a Kohen was really a Chalol, a Gzeres HaKosev, that the Avoda is going to be kosher. Because we thought he was a Kohen. But that doesn't mean that he was really a Kohen. Doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol finds out that he was a Chalal was really a Kohen Gadol. He's not. It's just a din by Avoda that his Avoda is going to be kosher. Aval hach, I feel Rabbi Yeshua moda. But over here, even Rabbi Yeshua would be moda. That is the sugya in our Gemara. So again, our Gemara tries to link the machlokas about a Kohen Gadol who discovers that he's a Chalal and whether we view it as if he was never the Kohen Gadol to begin with, or we view it as if he has been the Kohen Gadol, but now his Kohen Gadol is over and he's dead. Even though he's alive, but his Kohen Gadol is dead. We try to link that with the machlokas about the regular Kohen who did Avoda. How do we view all the Kabbalists that he's done if we now discover that he's a Chalal? And the Gemara rejected the link. Yeah.
If we were to have a scenario where there's no Kohanim,
no Kohanim at all. Probably not, but what you're raising is a critical point in terms of even when there are Kohanim. When we say, if I were to ask you, just seeing this Gemara, Kohen thought he was a Kohen his whole life. His last name is Kohen, so he thought he was a Kohen. Turns out, his father told him he's a Kohen, he's been duchen, he's all everything. Turns out, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chluz, he's a Chalom. So what do we say? The Avodah he's done until this point? Kosher, right? We're saying, let's assume like the opinion who's the one that said that it's kosher? It was Rabbi Yeshua, right? Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua. The Avodah he's done until this point is kosher. And by the way, when you have Machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, how do you paskin? Anyone know the Klal and Psak? It's important to know Klal and Psak. Rabbi Elazar, at least for me it is. When you have Machlokas, Rabbi Shach always told us, the main point you should try to drive out when you learn Gemara, you have to understand every shita in the Gemara, and you should understand the basic Rishon. The main thing you're looking to do is lasuk eshmet saliba de hilchasa, is to figure out how to learn a sugya and arrive at the correct psak from learning the sugya. So in order to arrive at the correct, and even by kachim sugyas, even by sugyas that have nothing to do with, we're not bringing Kabbalos, my nafkamina. What do you mean? Why do I have to arrive at a psak? No, with every sugya, you have to know that we have to be able to learn it to arrive at a proper halacha. So I'm very into like klalei psak, what the rules are in psak halacha. So one of the rules are Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu, that Rabbi Lazar is considered from one of the talmidim of the Beis Shammai. That's the way Rav Rishon understands. I mean, he's considered one of the talmidim of the Beis Shammai, and we don't pass like Beis Shammai. So we never Rabbi Lazar Bishur. We reject Rabbi Lazar. We pass like Rabbi Shur, or Rabbi Lazar and anybody really. We reject Rabbi Lazar. There's some Rishonim say Rav Elazar Shamutei, who doesn't just mean that he's from Talmidim Beis Shammai, but that he was put in Cherim, and that's why we don't pass like him. You know the story of when Rav Elazar was put in Cherim? You do know the story, you just don't know that you know the story. It's a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara tells us that there was some machlokes in laws of Taharos about a situation called Tanur Shalachnoi, a certain type of oven. Whether it was Tamei Tar, Rav Elazar and Beshua were having at it. They were arguing about it. And one of them said, if I'm right, let the river show that I'm right. And the river started flowing, you know, in the other direction, flowing upstream instead of downstream. The other said, if I'm right, let Mina Shamayim Yochiach, whatever. And they had all these different... So one of them, if I'm right, let the Kosei Beis HaMedrash be Mochiach. And the Kosei Beis HaMedrash starts sinking in. Right? You know, this is so good. So the Gemara at the end over there says that Rabbi Eliezer, invoked Shemayim. He caused the Kodesh Baruch, he said, if I'm right, Mina Shemayim Yochichu, let them say Mina Shemayim. And a baskel came out and said, Halacha Zak Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua Amar al Raglov, or Rabbi Gamliel was Amar al Raglov, remember, and said that we don't listen to a baskel, heavenly voices don't make any difference in Halacha, so we pass like Rabbi Shua against the baskel. So at the end of that Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherim for bothering a Kodesh Baruch Hu like that, and causing Baskel to come out, even just to defend his honor, you know, Paschal like Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar is rejected from all Psak. Rabbi Lazar Shemutehu. So we don't Paschal like Rabbi Lazar. So in our Gemara, what are we going to Paschal? We're going to Paschal like Rabbi Yeshua, that all the Korbanos the Kohen has brought before he discovered that he was a Chalal or Kasher. What if he says, I just can't tear myself away from Avodah. I want to do the Avodah. So here's what he does. He doesn't tell anyone that he's a Chalal, and he continues to do Avodah, knowing that he's a Chalal. Is that Avodah Kasher? What would you say from this Gemara? Now he knows he's a Chalal. So you say, definitely not, right? Avodah, Mikan Alaba doesn't work. That would be like me going into the Beis HaMikdash and doing Avodah. I'm not a Kohen, it doesn't work. So that seems to be the clear, you know, clearly what we would say lahalacha. The problem is, if you look at the Rambam, skip to the Rambam before we do the other Gemaras. Look at the Rambam in source number 4. Rambam Minuchas Bias Mikdash Paragvav Halachiyot. Says the Rambam, Kohen Sha'avad, Kohen did the Avodah, V'nivdak V'nimtza Chalal. So we look into it and we discover he's a chalal. Avodaso k'sheira l'sha'avar. His avodas kasher that he's already done, meaning passing like who? Rabbi Yeshua, because we pass like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lazar. Whatever avodah he's done is kasher. The eino oved lehaba. What does that mean?
He can't go.
We're not going to let him continue to do avodah, but zok the Rambam v'im avad, if he did avodah going forward, knowing that he's a chalal, lo chilel. His avodah is kosher. He's not mechalal the avodah. Shenemar, Baruch Hashem chelo, follow the other tirtza, afchul and shavot tirtza. Quotes the pasuk, our Gemara quotes. Now, wait a second. When our Gemara quoted that pasuk, what was the Gemara showing? That even chalal and shabot, the avodah will be kosher. What was it about? Which avodah? The avodah from the past. What's the Rambam doing? He's saying it doesn't only apply to avodah from the past. It even applies if he breaks the rules and decides to do the avodah now. So I got a lot of problems with this. First of all, it's against the Gemara. Right? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says only l'shavar. The Gemara never said about going forward. Second of all, would the Rambam say, if I go into the Beis HaMikdash and do the avodah, that's okay also? Is this a Gzeiras HaKasher that tells me that it's okay, you don't have to be a Kohen to do the avodah? The avodah could be kosher even if you're not a Kohen? That seems like a bit of a stretch. That we'd go that far? Misvarach is very difficult. He's not a Kohen, he's a Tzar. How could it be that avodah is kosher bizarre? But it's even more than that. What was the machlokas now? Meaning, what's the Rambam saying? Rambam saying Rabbi Shua doesn't only hold the avodah you've already done is kosher. Rabbi Shua even holds that when you're found to be a chalal, the avodah you do going forward is going to be kosher, right? Why did this come up in our Gemara? this idea of a Kohen who found out that he's a Chalal. What was the original conversation in our Gemara? Not about a regular Kohen. Our conversation was about Kohen Gadol. And what were the two possibilities of a Kohen Gadol who finds out that he's a Chalal? Either Batla Kohuna or Mesa Kohuna. And what do we want to say? Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Avodah is going to be kosher, must hold Mesa Kohuna. Which means what? For the guy who killed someone Bishogeg. What would you say it means? If Mesa Kohuna, he's free. Kohen Gadol died, Kohuna Gadola died. He gets to go free. So how is the parallel to that? How's the parallel to that? When you have a Kohen, he did Avodah, and then he finds out that he's a Chalal. And don't worry, he's still a Kohen. He still gets to do Avodah in the future. What do you mean? Mesa Kohuna! His Kohuna's dead! He shouldn't be allowed to do Avodah. The Gemara wanted to link Rabbi Yeshua to Mesa Kohuna. So how could we even have a Hava Amina to link it to Mesa Kohuna? If Rabbi Yeshua is not even saying going forward it's a problem. Rabbi Yeshua is not even saying it's no problem at all. He still retains Kohuna even going forward. That has nothing to do with Mesa Kohuna. Mesa Kohuna would mean for sure going forward that he's not a Kohen. He's dead. Kohuna Gadol is dead. It's a very strong kasha that they ask on the Rambam. Or Kliner, Gvor Sari, they all ask this kasha. Very strong kasha. Yeah?
Remember I'm saying that can't necessarily still be the Kohen Gadol, but he could still be Kohen Hedron.
So maybe there's a chilik between Kohuna Gadola and Kohen Hedron. So several of the Acharim go down that path. So what are you saying? Let's flesh it out. When a Kohen Gadol discovers that he's a Chalal, gig is up. He's definitely going forward no longer a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because if he's a Chalal, he's not even a Kohen, so even though Mikano Labo, we might say, alright, we'll let you still be a Kohen, but to give him that elevated status of Kohen Gadol, it's too much of a leap. We're not going to give him that. But a Kohen Hedyot, who turns out to be a Chalal, alright, so you've been a Kohen your whole life, we'll let you continue to be a B'diavet Kohen. Maybe. The problem with that is that being a Chalal is not a psul in Kohuna Gadol, it's a psul in Kohuna. I mean, the reason a Kohen Gadol found out that he's a Chalal can't be a Kohen Gadol anymore is not because he can't make that last step, it's because he can't make that first step. He can't even be a Kohen. And qualification number one to be a Kohen Gadol is you got to be a Kohen. Whatever the additional qualifications are to be a Kohen Gadol, he's got all of those. He's only missing that first qualification. So it's hard to say that finding out that you're a Chalal is going to ruin you vis-a-vis Kohuna Gadola, but not vis-a-vis Kohuna, when Chalalus is a Kohuna issue, it's not a Kohuna Gadola issue. I hear what you're saying, and Acharonim go along those lines, but it's hard. Because Chalalus is really something that touches on his very Kohuna.
What the Kohen Gadol does, obviously a Chalal obviously can't go into like the Kohen Gadol does, but maybe saying a lesser, like a Kohen
Hedyot,
maybe.
But a Chalal is not even a Kohen
Hedyot. But saying that he could stay as a Kohen, even though he's not really a Kohen.
Good.
Maybe since he's not doing as much of.
Right, he's not. His responsibilities are not quite the same. Now, what we're really going to need to get to over here is, does any of this make sense? You know, Rabbi Shua's opinion, think about this for a second. The guy turned out not to be a Kohen. So he's incapable of doing Avodah. Why does Rabbi Shua hold that the Avodah... So we know why Rabbi Shua holds the Avodah was kosher, because he has a pasuk. Baruch Hashem chelo afilu chalal in Shabbat. But what's that pasuk teaching me? What's the nature of that din? If he wasn't a Kohen, how does that work? How does that work that the Avodah was okay? Guy turned out to be a quack. The whole time it was nothing. A guy, you know, prescribes you medicine. And it turns out that he's not really a doctor. And he's just, you know, been giving you placebos. So you say, oh, I'm afraid that, don't worry, I've really been on the medicine for all this time. No, you haven't. It hasn't been working. How does it work, Lemafreya, not Mikan Alaba? Meaning, in order to explain why the Rambam is going to say it does work, Mikan Alaba, we first need to understand why it wouldn't work, Mikan Alaba. Meaning, why it would work, Lemafreya. So we're going to need to really back up on this a little bit to get to an understanding.
Yeah. Did the guy know that he was a Chalal beforehand, or did he also just find out? Like, his parents never told him that...
He just found out.
He just found out, so why should it be? Why shouldn't it work if he didn't?
It turns out that he wasn't qualified. That he wasn't a Kohen. So his avodah should be possible because he's not a Kohen. We're not blaming him.
He actually knew that he wasn't a Kohen and he was a Chalal.
He never knew it, right? But
he thought he was a Kohen.
Take pidyon aben. You were poda your child with this guy. He wasn't a Kohen. L'chora, you should have to do pidyon again, no? You didn't do it with a Kohen. I'm trying to think of a good mashal of where you have a qualification. Purim's coming up, right? We're within Shloshim Yom. You want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So you go to Shul. And you listen to someone read the Megillah. The guy has a beard and payas, a kapata, whatever your idea, you know, or a big kippah, whatever your ideal Jew looks like. He looks like it. Okay? Whoever your ideal Jew is. And he lays the whole Megillah flawlessly. You heard the whole thing. You caught every single word. Fine. Turns out the guy's not Jewish. Turns out that the guy's mother is a Southern Baptist or something. And he was just trying it out. And he wanted to see if he could get away with it. And he did. And you discover that night that the guy you just heard the Megillah from is not Jewish. Do you have to hear Megillah again? Of course you do. You heard it from a guy. He's not eligible to be Motzi you in Mikra Megillah. I'm glad that you have to hear Megillah again. It doesn't work. Isn't this the same thing? In order to do Avodah, you need to be a Kohen. You found out he's not. He's a lovable, adorable guy. Whatever, it's fine. It doesn't make a difference. He's not a Kohen. You didn't do anything wrong. This guy that was laying in the Megillah for you, he thought he was Jewish. He looked in the mirror. He said, wow, that looks like a Jew. But it turns out that his mother wasn't Jewish. He had no idea. Bottom line, he's not a Jew. Good. I feel like it's different also. We need to see why. Good?
What? Does this connect to 10 minutes or more about disgrace rabbis? Also,
about Piskei Halacha that were given by rabbis that you assumed. Right, right. You assumed the rabbi was Becheskes Kashrus. That was the longest 10 minutes Halacha in history, I think. Yeah. This was. Oh, maybe the women in tefillin one was longer. I don't know. It was close. Gotta check the archives.
You were nice. You wrote like 35.
Yeah. I think by the tefillin one I also did. I couldn't. It's Knevis Das. I don't know. Right. Question is Knevis Das for Torah. Relates back to our other shayla. Okay. You ask a shayla to a rabbi because you thought he was a legitimate rabbi. And it turned out that he was, doing all sorts of horrible things. Maybe a little different. Maybe. Depends how you view the role of Psak. Is Psak as a qualified Bal HaMasora? And he was Becheskas qualified Bal HaMasora at the time. But now it's a Gloy Muslim afraid that he's not Becheskas. Or is Psak just, you need information. You need to know what's the halacha, what's the din. So anyone can give you that information if they happen to know that information. If a computer could spit out that information also, they don't need to be a qualified. So it may relate to something. All right. Maybe a guy Talmud Chacham may be able to. Right. So Rav Shechter discusses this in an upcoming issue of Jewish Action. They have an interview with Rav Shechter. It didn't come out yet, but someone gave me a sneak peek. Rabbi Gordimer has an interview with Rav Shechter about this very issue. And remember, in that shiur, I mentioned Rav Shechter is very adamant that every psak he ever gave is possible. every psak is batal. You can't listen to anything. Because psak involves judgment, you need to be a Baal Masora to have judgment. He's in the Galilee, he's not a Baal Masora. And every psak has to be upended. You have to ask again every single psak. It's a very, very strong opinion. He says Jastra is different. Because it's not psak, it's just translating words. He says that's just information. Psak is something that requires tremendous judgment. People don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand what that means. It's a very important idea that he's saying that people just don't get. A lot of people think, you know, a person knows what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about. It's good enough. Psak is not an exact science in the sense that it involves a lot of moving parts when it comes to psak halacha. There are people that know Gantz Shas that I would never ever rely on them for psak halacha. They know Gantz Shas, but they don't process it properly in terms of psak halacha, in terms of weighing different factors and knowing just how halacha works and how to be lasuke shmeitza liba de hilchasa from a Gemara. It's not just about what you know. You know, it's like I spoke to Rabbi Willig once about women who paskin on hilchas need the shaylas. So Rabbi Willig was very against it. The whole Maribam that I spoke to about Yoatzot, you know, what they think about it, is it a good thing, a bad thing? Rabbi Shechter, you know, could have gone either way a little bit. You know, he said, the Rabbanim tell me that it undermines the Rabbanim, so maybe it's not so good. Rabbi Willig was adamantly against it. So I said, why? What's so terrible? So among the various arguments he made, and there were several, but one of the things he said was, if you don't know what a Svek Sveka is, you can't paskin in Hilchas Nida. That was his lashon. What he meant is, not that he checked every Yoetza to ask her if she knows what a Svek Sveka is. What he meant is, if you study Hilchas Nida for 2 years, but you're not really someone who's knowledgeable in all areas of halacha, so you don't get how halacha works. You can't get how it works by just studying one area of halacha. And then you can't paskin, because you just don't get the whole system. Judgment is important both in terms of knowing the language of halacha and having a certain sense of l'shem shemayim in halacha. So, when Rav Shechter talks about being a Baal HaMesora, he's talking about the l'shem shemayim element, at that level of judgment. It's also just knowing how halacha works. And knowing the nuances of halacha, and that's what Rabbi Willig was talking about. All very, very important elements in terms of psak halacha. But we're going a little far afield from where we should be right now. One more kasha before we take a look at the sugyas. The Ramban in Kiddushin, and we'll see the sugya in Kiddushin in a moment, writes that this whole idea that we pass in the Rabbi Shua, that a chalal is good, that the avoda that was done by a kohen who turns out to be a chalal is kosher, the Ramban writes it's only if he was a safek chalal. But if it turns out that he's a vadai chalal, that we know for sure that he's not a kohen, then his avoda is going to be possible, says the Ramban. So all the Rishonim already ask on the Ramban. The Ritva, they ask on the Ramban, what are you talking about? It's against the Gemara Makos. Because what do the Gemara Makos say over here? What was our case? You have a kohen gadol. And the Kohen Gadol turns out to be a Chalal. Did the Gemara say he turns out to be a Safek Chalal? No. It said he turns out to be a Chalal. What's the din? And the Gemara wants to say, but lakuna mesakunas talayin Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. So how could you tell me Rabbi Yeshua's whole sheet is only on a Safek Chalal? That's not the case in Makos. Case in Makos is a Vadei Chalal. So how could we even ever have a minute to link the two if the Mishnah Trumas is only talking about a Safek Chalal? So we have kashas on the Rambam, kashas on the Ramban, and just general kashas on what in the world is going on over here. So in order to get a proper picture of this Mishnah in Trumos that talks about the avoda that was done by this kohen, it turns out to be a Chalal, this machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, it's important to see where else this Mishnah is quoted, and what the Gemara says around where this Mishnah is quoted. And then we'll have the full context and we'll be able to plug things in much more effectively. Now, our Gemara, very important to point out, quoted one pasuk and only one pasuk. when it described why Rabbi Yoshua holds that the avodah the guy did in the past is kosher, it quoted a pasuk. The pasuk is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis, pasuk Chav Ches. Right? No, wrong pasuk. Dvarim, Perek Lamed Gimel. That makes more sense. Dvarim, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Yud Aleph. Barech Hashem Chelo Ufoal Yadav Tirtzeh. That's the pasuk. Chelo, we darshin Miloshon Chalalos. Tirtzeh, the korban will be merutzel for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Will be merutzel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will accept such a korban, even though it was offered by a chala. That's the pasuk. So now let's take a look at the other gemaras. Psachim ayin bezam beis. From the beginning, Yosef Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Akila Debe Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting by the house of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Yikamri, and they were darshening the following. Let's say you have your cover in Pesach, and you have a spit with a roasted meat on it, and it's cover in Pesach, and you accidentally mixed it up with another spit of roasted meat, and that roasted meat was nosar. What's nosar? Meat from a carbon left over beyond its time, beyond the time that you're allowed to eat it. It's an isadar rice to eat nosar. Va'achlo, and then you ate it, chayiv, you're chayiv. You thought you were eating carbon Pesach, you thought you were doing a mitzvah, but you weren't. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ishto nida ba'al chayiv, yivimto nida ba'al pater. If a man is ba'al his wife when she's a nida, he's chayiv. If he's ba'al his yavama when she's a nida, he's pater on violating nida. It was shogeg, he didn't realize what he was doing, didn't know that she was a nida, he's pater. Some say, no, for sure you'd be chayiv the loss of mitzvah, because you didn't end up doing the mitzvah of Yibum, if it turned out that she was a nida. Istam vehi pater. Some say, no, you pater in that case. My time, hasam hudavle l'shulen. You should have asked her the shayla. You should have asked her if she was nida or not. Avlach davle l'shulei l'lo. But by the korban Pesach, there's nothing to ask. You can't ask the meat what it is. So says Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna yivemto the kavod mitzvah. Why is it? We said when you're boel the yavama, you're not going to be chayiv if she's a nida. Why? Because you were trying to do a mitzvah. It's what's called tar bidvar mitzvah. You were busy trying to do a mitzvah. So we excuse you for making a mistake and accidentally doing an avera since you were so preoccupied with a legitimate attempt at a mitzvah. She's your yavama. You have a mitzvah of yibum. So we're going to excuse your mistake in that she's a nida. So frankly, Gemara, but by your wife also. Ishto nami ka'avid mitzvah. By your wife, you're also doing a mitzvah. Says Gemara, no. What mitzvah are you doing if it's your wife? Puruvu. Says Gemara, bishto muberes. Your wife is pregnant already. So you're not doing puruvu. So you're not doing any mitzvah. And since you're not doing any mitzvah, it's just stamen avera, bishogeg of being ba'al nida. Says Gemara, wait. Being Baal Ishtam Uberis is also a mitzvah. Vika Simchas Ona. There's a mitzvah of Ona that a man has to provide his wife with Tashmish. So that's also a mitzvah. So no, Shalom B'Shas Onasa. It's not during the Zay. He had just done the night before, so it's not time yet. Vamar Rav Chai Vadim L'Shasameach Ishtam B'Dvar Mitzvah. But isn't there always a mitzvah? Whenever it's making her happy, it's a mitzvah. Samach L'Vesta. No, it's a time of the month where it's where she's expecting her period, and therefore you're not supposed to be boel her. Well, then by the yavama also, he shouldn't have been doing it. He's embarrassed to ask his yavama what her cycle is like and whether she's expecting her period. So he's not expected to ask that question of his yavama, but his wife, he should be asking that question. Rabbi Yochanan Kaman, who's Rabbi Yochanan assuming like? Ilei Makrabiosi. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that there's a difference between your wife and your yavama. Ilei makrav yosi detan Rabbi Yosi Omer Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, v'shachach lotzias a lulav rishus rabim, and you end up carrying your lulav out into rishus rabim pater mnei shotzi brishus, because you were legitimately trying to do a mitzvah. Dil mashani yasim tizmanu bahu. Maybe over there it's different because time is of the essence. Vela Rabbi Shua dezvachim. Here it is. when Rabbi Yochanan says that if you're Boel Yevimto Nida, you're Pater, he must be assuming like Rabbi Yeshua in Zvachim. Says the Gemara, Dilma Hasam Nami Zmanu Boel. Maybe over there also, time is of the essence. I'm sorry, Zvachim is not the one that we're on. We got to wait for the next one. Velak Rabbi Yeshua, the Tinok, says the name is on. Velak Rabbi Yeshua, the Truma. Here it is. He must be assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua in Truma. If you were eating truma, and then you discover that you're not a kohen, right? We were discussing this before. This is not exactly the Mishnah our Gemara quote. We'll get to that later. But you were eating truma, and you remember, and then you discover you're not a kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Chayiv Keren v'Chomesh, Rabbi Shua Poter. Rabbi Shua says you don't have to go back and pay Keren v'Chomesh. Why not? You're not a kohen. Why don't you have to pay back Keren v'Chomesh? So says Gemara. So, you know, the logic would say, well, if your avoda is kosher, so maybe we view you as having been a Kohen up until this point, right? But is that what our Gemara said? Why did our Gemara say your avoda is kosher? Why did our Gemara say your avoda is kosher? Because you had a pasuk. Chalalo, pasuk, that your avoda is kosher. Does that pasuk say that you were a Kohen? No, it just says your avodah was kosher even though you were a challah. What does that have to do with truma? But apparently Rabbi Shua says part of my truma also. No, maybe that's different also because you were tar b'dvar mitzvah. Inami shiny truma di ikri avodah. The avodah rachmana achshe. Truma is also called avodah. Now we have our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua holds all the Kabbalists that you brought are going to be kosher. Why? Our Pasuk. Where do we find that Truma is called Avoda? Fine, we do find that it's called Avoda. So what's the Gemara telling us in Maseches Pesachim? When you later when a Kohen discovers later in life that he's not a Kohen, if I were to ask from this Gemara, what do you think? Does it turn out that Lemafreya, he was a Kohen, it's just Mikanu Labo, he's not a Kohen? Or do we say, he's never been a Kohen, but any Avoda that he did is still going to be kosher based on Gezeres HaKasim? Which would you say? Turns out he always really, we view it as if he really was a Kohen his whole life? Or no, he wasn't a Kohen. But any avoda that he did, Gzeres HaKosov is going to be kosher. Which way would you say, based on this Gemara? First way or the second way? What would you say? Second way. Why would you say the second way? Because the only reason we're saying that his truma is okay is because truma is called avoda. What do you mean? Just say he's a Kohen. He's been a Kohen his whole life. Now, Mikanu Labo is not. No. He's not a Kohen. He never was a Kohen. We have a Gzeres HaKosov that all Avoda that he did is Avoda Kshem. For some reason. Gzeres HaKosov. Truma Zikri Avoda. That's what you get from this Gemara. What we're going to have to see tomorrow is what you get out of the Gemara in Kiddushin Samach Vavam Beis. And then we're going to have to use these two Gemaras and what emerges from these three Gemaras really. Makos Tavir Alf, Psach Mayin Beis, Kiddushin Samach Vav, and use an analysis of all three together to answer the Rambam, answer the Ramban, and work through what the halacha might be in the case of the Kohen who's been doing Pidyon HaBenz his whole life, and then he discovers that he was never really a Kohen. So Bez Hashem, that's all on the docket for tomorrow and probably going into Thursday as well. Okay?